It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, membership organization serving and advancing the business interests of our community and building a sustainable community for business to thrive. Get more info online at carolinachamber.org. Joined now by the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, for our Monday check-in on kind of an unusual Monday because most everything's still shut down because of the storm, but the work of town government certainly goes on and really has to step up on days like this. So, Mayor, thanks for being with us today, and thanks for everything that you and the staff in Hillsborough are doing to keep us all safe and get us back to normal as well.
Well, you're welcome, Airman, and especially kudos go to our staff. I get to pretty much stay at home and kind of monitor things here in my neighborhood and street and be on call. But we've had our public works crews who have been out. They started plowing, I guess it was Sunday morning, about 4 a.m. and went out early this morning and have been doing the town roads. We've had some of our utility crews going out, making sure our pump stations are operating. Of course, our police department has been out and about. We have a command center that we have. Some of our management team is up at the just making sure everything is well organized, and also our public information folks. They're the ones who are working also kind of sort of night and day, just to make sure that at least twice a day that we get a press release that goes out that talks about the weather conditions in Hillsborough. So, the kudos to the town staff, and that's just the town. I know that's the same with all the municipalities. That's the same with the sheriff's office and the county offices and certainly the utility companies. So for those of us who are being able to spend most of this in our homes or out in our yards or shoveling our driveways, we really appreciate the people who are out there doing their best to keep us safe and keep the power on, power, water, and everything on.
Absolutely. So what, if anything, has been kind of the biggest challenge, anything that's arisen in the last couple of days?
Well, it's just been primarily the streets that we have four trucks that are outfitted with plows. At least one of them ended up in a ditch because it was treacherous driving out there, and that's back in service now. We had one of them that had a hydraulic line that broke, and that was that's back in service now. So again, it was our fleet maintenance crew who were out there. I think that was really the big one. We've had some power outages up here, but knocking on wood, not nearly as much as one might expect for an event like this. And certainly some concerns about some of the pump stations. We have good backup generators at most of them, but there's one or two that do not, and so we're kind of monitoring those a little closely. That's been it, and then just getting behind. We had the town management team was planning a retreat today and tomorrow, and we were supposed to have a town board meeting tonight. That's been postponed till next Monday. So I think most of us are just kind of hunkering down and waiting, and no other major challenges that are happening around town, and other than just this, you drop everything to take care of the emergency, and then you got to pick it back up as soon as the weather starts breaking tomorrow.
Yeah, that's and hunkering down is good advice. We're speaking with Tom Stevens, mayor of Hillsborough. HillsboroughNC.gov is the website for more information on town government. And Mayor, you mentioned it just a minute ago that the road conditions are bad enough that even the emergency vehicles and the plows are having difficulty managing, with the one truck running off into a ditch and things like that. So I think that, if anything, is just a really good reminder for everyone in the community to stay off the roads as much as possible if that's something that they can do.
You're exactly right, Aaron. And if you walk out right now, it's gotten a little bit warmer, the streets have been plowed. This doesn't look so bad. And sometimes I think that's when it's most dangerous, because it's not, this sort of continuous sheet of ice that you shouldn't go out. It looks like it's pretty good, but then you hit that patch And so when the temperatures drop and you get some of this snow melting, it creates the black ice. You know, when you got, you know, people sort of running down the road pretty quickly because it looks like a clear. That to me is when I get really nervous. So it's, you know, if you absolutely need something, and there, you know, like Weaver Street is open and other places, but if you can avoid getting out, that's certainly what we'd recommend.
And again, if you're listening out there and you want any additional advice, you can head to our website, chapelboro.com, hillsboronc.gov for more information on Hillsboro Town Government. Anything else that people ought to know about looking ahead to the rest of the week, or good advice for people to make it through the rest of this storm?
Well, sure. It looks like I know if as far as town offices, they're closed today. They will we're planning to have them reopen at noon tomorrow. I think, you know, by tomorrow afternoon, things should be looking a lot better. Then we've got that problem of freezing tomorrow night. So that's after that, I think we're sort of back to maybe a little bit more of a routine. So that's the best thing I can say is just kind of enjoy this while you can. And we'll be getting back to probably about Wednesday. We'll getting back to a regular schedule.
And again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.